Welcome to my world, Brother Stu, where there is a need to be filled. But before we talk about the need and how to fill it, I'm compelled to discuss the whys and wherefores. Since 9/11, we have been a nation at war. Although shorthanded due to an earlier administration, our military has responded brilliantly. But let me explain something. It's those who are left behind who feel the most worry, pain, and concern. When you're in the regular Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, or Coast Guard, you and your families know that you will be transferred from place to place, and should conflict arise, you are ready to go do what you are trained to do and eager to do it. Although worried, your family is well aware of the situation. It's a different story for our weekend warriors, our reservists and National Guard members. They, for the most part, have civilian jobs and careers and families who are really not prepared should they be called to duty. We have about 1,900 Arizona reservists and guardsmen and women currently serving in Iraq. Now, I know that you are inundated with charities, worthy causes, but this needs your attention. Our aid for military families' coffers are running very dry. These families were suddenly hit with a heavy burden as their loved ones left, but their bills didn't. These families don't complain to those who have gone in harm's way. They don't want to add to the burden, and that is as it should be, but they need help. They got it last March in the form of the Arizona National Guard Family Assistance Fund, but those funds have been almost exhausted while the need has not. Only about $16,000 of the original $322,000 is left. A few emergencies and the well is dry. Friends, this is food, shelter, and medical money, necessities, no extras. We can help with donations to the Arizona National Guard Family Assistance Fund, DEMAJP, 5636 East McDowell Road, Phoenix, 85008, or call 602-267-2731. My fellow Americans, this is not charity. It's troop support, as I see it. I'm H.G. Listiak.